about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Big time. Hey, it was a little chilly this morning, not too bad. And we got, there we go. I'm getting on the right computer here. Currently right now, it's 58 degrees at Slap Out, 59 degrees at Freedom, 57 degrees at Lahoma. Looks like the warm now is 60 degrees at Woodward, 54 degrees at Cheyenne, 56 degrees at Eric, 55 degrees at Mangum out here in the panhandle of Texas, 58 at Lipscomb, 59 at Miami, and 58 at Wellington, and 56 at Odell, south of Altus, across the Red River Bridge there. All right, we got a lot going on today. I got guests will be in here in about 20 minutes or so. So let's see what's happening in the world. We are live on Facebook. We're live on our KCOFM.com app, on website, I mean, and then Paragon app. If you're out of radio range, whether it be out of the Woodward range of 100.1 KWFX or 96.5 KECO, you can get on the Paragon app. Free download on your iPhone or Android to listen to the show anywhere in the world, as long as you got signal. How about that? Okay, let's see what happened overnight in the agriculture world. Soybean futures jumped in overnight trading on concerns about dry weather in South America. Drought in Brazil has led to issues planting soybeans, and low water levels have curbed shipping along rivers in the interior of the country. Planting was 40% finished as of October 29th, the Brazilian consulate said that in a report. They had the letters messed up. That's up from 28% a week earlier, but still behind the 48% that was planted on the same point in 2022. Corn sowing was 37% complete, up from 33% 7 days earlier. Corn sowing, that's the first time I've ever seen that word used, corn planting, and just behind the 39% that was in the ground at this point last year. Still, soybean and corn shipment from Brazil in September were up year over year. Oilseed exports jumped 60% to 6.4 million metric tons last month, while corn shipments was up 36%. Prices also may be higher overnight on signs of demand from U.S. Supplies. Mexico purchased 239,492 metric tons of U.S. soybeans for delivery in the 23-24 marketing year, according to the Department of Agriculture. China last week placed two orders, one for 110,000 tons and one for 126,000 tons. Soybean futures for November delivery jumped 12 cents to $13.27 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $3 to $4.33.40 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.59 cents to 50.49 cents a pound. They took a pretty good hit yesterday. Corn for December delivery gained a penny to $4.76 a bushel overnight. Wheat futures overnight for December delivery rose a quarter of a penny to $5.62 a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City futures added 1.25 pennies to 6.41¼ a bushel. Ethanol output rose to the highest in more than 2 months, while inventories dropped to the lowest level since December of 2021. Production of the biofuel increased to an average of 1.052 million barrels a day in the week that ended on October 27th. That's up from 1.04 million barrels a week earlier. In the Midwest, the by far the biggest producing region. Production rose to 993,000 barrels a day, and that's up from 987,000 barrels the previous week, and it's also the highest since mid-August. Gulf Coast output surged to 25,000 barrels a day from 17,000 barrels, and that was it. East Coast unchanged at 12,000 barrels. Rocky Mountain was steady at 13,000 barrels. And out there on the West Coast, 10,000 barrels. Ethanol inventories in the week that ended October 27th, however, plunged to 21.01 million barrels. That's down from 21.398 million barrels a week earlier. And the lowest level since the 7 days that ended on December 24th, of 2021, so it's about 2 years, the lowest level. Weather in our ag belt, extremely dry weather conditions are likely in parts of central and western Nebraska and Kansas amid low humidity and gusty winds, according to the National Weather Service. Winds are expected to gust from 20 to 25 this afternoon. It's an average day around here. Very dry westerly winds will result in elevated fire weather conditions in this afternoon for parts of the Panhandle and southwest Kansas. In eastern Missouri and western Illinois, low humidity and breeze conditions will support erratic fire behavior this afternoon. We don't look too shabby for today. I don't think so. Anyway, we don't look for it. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, is Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus. Our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure our state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. You can easily join the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are cheap. You just need to do it. They're $37.50 a year and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. Also, I want to add in there that they do have a reward. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau does have a reward out for any cattle theft and stuff like that. So that's just added benefit there. 580-497-2579, or you can go to okfarmbureau.org to join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Good sponsor of the show. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a early break. Come back. Need to talk cattle. Man, the live and the feeders are way up today. We'll talk about that when we get back. And then, like I said, I have some people in here from the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association will be in here at for the third segment to talk about their deal coming up this weekend, this Saturday in Oklahoma City. Name of it is Day of Education, Protecting Freedom. So we'll look forward to talking to Joshua. Maybe Big B might be in here after a while. So we'll talk to him also if he comes in. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Blair Tire and Feed is hitting the pause button so they can renovate. Blair Tire and Feed will be closed from October 27th through November 5th. Then they'll reopen Monday, November 6th, and they'll be better than ever. But even during renovations, they'll still answer the phone and service trucks will still run. So if you've got a tire that needs fixed, just call 580-563-2692. 563-2692. Blair Tire and Feed is shutting down for renovations October 27th through November 5th. Then reopen November 6th. Thanks for your patience. They'll see you soon.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report from Monday, October 30th. 316 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 549 brought 245. 7 at 594 brought 230. 5 at 598 brought 222. 4 at 713 brought 230. 4 at 739 brought 220. 4 head of heifers at 461 brought 241. 5 at 464 brought 229. 67 at 483 brought 245. 59 at 847, brought 209, 7 at 1018, brought 181. Butcher cows were 18 to 10550. Butcher bulls brought 61 to 110. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095. Just a friendly reminder, no sale dates. December 26th and January 2nd.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The Pasture Range and Forage Rainfall Insurance Program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, currently here at the Gabe Gadsden Mezzanet Center, it's 53.2 degrees, 49% humidity. Nope, just jump back up, 50%. And Miami, Texas, 60 degrees, humidity's at 31, dew point's at 29. The winds are out of the south at 14 miles an hour with wind gust up to 19. Peak wind gust today, 22 miles an hour. No rainfall so far this month, and red flag minutes, zero. No sub-freezing minutes overnight. 8-inch soil temperature, 53 degrees. Before we get on to the cattle deal, I wanted to tell you guys, coming up this Saturday night, there's a lot going on Saturday. We got Bedlam. Speaking of Bedlam, I just exchanged messages with the world-famous Jill Metter, and she told me to tell everybody, "Happy Thursday." That's her line. So anyway, I did. Anyway, we were talking Bedlam, and anyway, well, I was asking her about her roommate because she is the state FFA reporter, and they are all in Indiana right now at the National FFA Convention, so I wanted to get her on the show when she got back because I know she has lots of information. Anyway, but Saturday night in Sayre, Oklahoma, tribute to the farmer, honoring Jack and Sherry Dameron Family Farm and the Tucker Family Farm. Reservations are still available, $100 per person, includes a steak dinner from the Brand Bar Diner, live music, silent and live auction, and the induction ceremony. Lots of fellowship honoring our great farming heritage in Western Oklahoma. The proceeds from the dinner support the DBD Farm and Ranch Festival. And that's the Dust Bowl days, if you're wondering what it is. Anyway, everybody's invited, so come on out. Sayre High School cafeteria, 6 p.m. at November 4th. This coming Saturday. So it'll be right after the Bedlam game. Everybody will be in a great mood, because OU wins. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. Anyway, I hope so. Anyway, let's see what's happening right now in the markets. Corn, December, 471. March 487, May 496 now. 496. Soybeans for November 1299, up 7. January 1323, March 1337. Soybean meal down, looks like $7.70 from the overnight. December is 422.70. January is 413.70. March 405.40. Soybean oil for December up, looks like about a little over half a cent at 50.52. January is 50.20. March is 50.06. Hard red winter wheat, December 6.46, up 6 cents today. March 6.57, May 6.64, and July 6.71. Cotton's creeping back up finally, man. I didn't think it was ever going to bottom out there. It's still low. December 79.85, looks like it's up, what, half a penny. March is 82.22, and May's 83.27, and July's 83.63. Sugar hanging in there for March at 27.48. I did get to go by sugardaddy.com's barn and steal some of his pineapple candy that he's been making. So it's all good there, and he's still making money with his pineapple crop. West Texas Intermediate Oil, crude oil, December. Oh, come back on. Change pages on me. December, 82.14, up $1.70 today. January's 81.80, up $1.70 also. February's 81.36. Natural gas down again today, but still up there pretty nicely. December's 3.46, January's 3.74, and February's 3.68. Looks like the S&P and the Dow and the NASDAQ, they're all up. Nothing crazy, but they're up. I guess the Dow's up 4.26, but anyway, nothing crazy going on. Here we go. Let's check this out. Live cattle, December, 184.55, up 92 cents. February's 186.22, up $1.05. $1.10 up on April at 188.65. Feeder cattle, November, 242.12, up $3.55. January, 241.52, up 3.50. March is 243.75. up 3.42, and April's 247.30, up $3.17. Lean hogs are up today also. December 73.05, up 2.90. February 76.07, up 2.62, and April's 81.37, and May is 86.90. How about that? Got that going on here. Let me get back to this here real quick. The mezzanet guy, Gary McManus, put this out here just a while ago. Let me get back Oklahoma mezzanet. There we go. All right, he put this out on social media a while ago, and he said, if past El Nino events are any indication, we could see a bit more snowfall this winter. Not strictly a forecast, but more of a tilting of the odds. Check out today's ticker for climate planning, or explaining, he said. He comes up with some crazy words, the Jim Bonnick's word, of El Nino and snowfall. According to what he's saying right now, this picture that I got, it looks like central western Oklahoma could see 2 to 6 more inches above average. Southwest Oklahoma looks like it's just in there around 2 inches, but northwestern Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Panhandle and the Texas Panhandle, you guys better look out. It looks like you could have anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 inches more of snowfall this year than in the past. So that's just wanted to throw that out there and let you get a heads up. Make sure you got that hay stacked close by the cows and all that other good stuff. Okay, let's see here. Higher inputs and interest rate are impacting cow costs. As the 23 calendar year winds down, this is a good time for spring calving herds to look at what it cost them to produce a calf in the past year. What did it cost to run a cow on your operation this year? How do you calculate the cost? How do you value raise feed? labor, equipment, as well as replacement females grown on the ranch. These questions are frequently asked when the conversation of annual cow costs come up. The estimated annual cow cost for Nebraska is a simple one-page sheet that producers can look at to compare their costs and to see the resulting total to produce a wing calf under current market conditions in 2023. The budget values of all feed at market value, as well as labor, equipment, capital investment, and the market value of replacement heifers at weaning. The Center for Ag Profitability Cattle Budgets are another interactive budget tool that producers can download in Excel to use to calculate their own cost of production based on their location and herd size in the state. Frequently, whether either of these tools are used or all those costs are tallied, the total surprises many cow-calf producers. A response often heard after tallying, does it really cost that much? I did some last year, and it was last year. It was kind of ridiculous. And looking at this budget, feed is the first and the largest cost. For many cow-calf operations, grazed and harvested feed makes up 40 to 70% of annual cow costs. The market value for grazed feed and harvest feed was higher in 23 as drought conditions, a harsh winter, and inflation pushed hay and grass prices higher. In this budget, when all the pasture and feed are valued at the market price, including what is needed for replacement heifers and bulls, annual feed costs are almost $800 per cow unit. Labor and equipment costs continue to increase. When labor is valued at what it would cost to hire someone to do work, and depreciation and expenses related to equipment ownership and operations are calculated, it frequently makes up 15 to 30% of total annual cow costs. Equipment replacement, interest, repairs, maintenance, and operating expenses did trend higher this year. Depreciation of whether replacements are raised or purchased, the costs associated with getting a bred cow into the herd are significant. The economic cost of getting a bred replacement in the herd in 23 is much higher than it was last year. When heifers are valued at the market price at weaning and all costs from weaning to the entering the herd as a bred female are calculated, this total frequently comes in at the third largest cost of the cow-calf budget. In a typical herd where open and old cows are sold, then replaced with bred heifers, the cost of this often is 15 to 30% of total annual cow cost. A quick way to get an idea of the significance of cow depreciation is to look at the relationship between the market value of bred replacements coming into the herd in relation to the total value of cull cows leaving the herd, as well as those that might have died. Assuming the cow herd keeps a constant head count, this value difference is divided by the number of cows in a herd and gives it a current depreciation relationship value. Last but not least, interest rates. Interest, breeding, veterinarian, marketing, and other costs often add up to 10 to 20% of total cow costs. While not as large as the other cost categories, they still need to be monitored, analyzed. Interest rates are significantly higher than they were 2 years ago, and that impacting the cow-calf enterprise, the bank prime loan interest rate reported by the St. Louis Federal Reserve as of July 27th was 8.5%, and they're still saying it might go up again by the end of this year. This rate is what commercial banks typically charge customers that are deemed to be the lowest risk when making a loan. To put this in perspective, the reported prime loan rate from March of 2008 through July of 2022 was never higher than 5.5%. For several years during that period, it was 4% or less. The total amount of dollars needed for operating expenses in 2023 is higher due to inflation of input costs and the increasing value of replacement females. Interest rate on operating loans for most producers has doubled from what it was 2 years ago. More dollars needed to borrow to operate, and those dollars are being borrowed at higher interest rates. Interest expenses as a percentage of total operating costs are significantly higher for many producers than they were just 2 years ago. All right, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it. And it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
To find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Today in Ag show, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sarah and Elk City. Arnett, here's your ag weather. 60 degrees, feels like 60. Dew point's 32, humidity's 35%. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 10 miles an hour. Wind gusts 15 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. In the last 10 days, you've got a little bit, a tick over half inch, 51 hundredths to be exact. 3 day average 4 inch bare soil temperature, 45 degrees. 1 day average 10 inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunsets at 6:44 tonight. Day 66 and sunny with south winds 14 to 16 miles an hour. Clear, low around 36 tonight. South winds 8 to 12 miles an hour. tomorrow, 72 degrees. And light winds. It'll be a beautiful Friday in the big state of Oklahoma and Texas. And anyway, I just want to let you guys know the bucks are, the whitetail bucks are getting it. They are on the move. They're trying to cause trouble with the ladies and other bucks. So this morning between my house and Sarah, I probably seen seven traveling, scouting, looking. Hey, so anyway, everything's so be careful out on the roadways because they are scanning the horizon looking for a new girlfriend. So just wanting to let you know, be careful out there. There's been some big old deer harvested here in Oklahoma during muzzleloader season. I've seen some on Facebook, and I know some couple of young kids down there between Carter and Willow that shot some really nice ones. So anyway, good season. The quail season starts a week from this coming Saturday on the 11th. Is that right? The 9th is Thursday. Yep, on the 11th. Opening day is on the 11th. Can't wait. Got a new pup going. And also, while I'm talking about quail, the Quail Forever Banquet is coming up a week from today at 6 p.m. at the new Elk City Country Club, Golf and Country Club Clubhouse. And it will be it's nice. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, it'll be out there at 6 p.m. The doors open at 6 o'clock. And you can get in the Penny News and see where you can get a hold of to all you got to do is go to quailforever.org, look at events, and it's right there at the top right now since it's one of the closer ones. North Fork Quail Forever, tab on it, pick your tickets and come. We're already a little over 60% full, which is really good because everybody waits till the last minute. But anyway, it's going to be great. We're going to have some of the kids from some of the shooting clubs around here helping with the games and stuff. We got lots of shotguns and we got all kinds of good stuff going on there. So anyway, come support it because we support a lot of conservation habitat stuff, the WMAs in Western Oklahoma, because we got some of the big ones, Pack Saddle, Ellis, BLM lands of Black Kettle and Sandy Sanders got it going on. So anyway, come support it and have a good time. We're going to have a good meal that night. So anyway, well, Mr. Joshua is in the studio with us. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Good. Yeah. And then in ways, well, you guys, you've been busy.
It's been kind of busy.
Yes, it's been really busy anyway. So before we get into what's going on this weekend, you're a cattle producer.
Yes, sir.
And I got you right here, eye to eye.
Oh, boy.
Mic to mic. What? Now, I was just talking about the difference in input and inflation and stuff on raising cattle and wing calves and stuff and all that stuff. What have you seen different in the last 3 years with your operation? As far as cost and what's going on?
Well, I know it's been hard not to just break even.
Yeah.
Regardless of what. Our input costs have gone quite a ways up. The calf market just wasn't there for quite a... I got back into the cattle back in 2016.
Okay.
And it's been to where I've just made my payments up until very recently. This year was the best calf price I've ever gotten for cattle.
Probably a lot of people's best calf price.
Yes.
I mean, 2000, I hope I get my year right, 2014 or 15 was really good.
Yes.
You know, but we were coming in off that drought from 2012 and
right.
Replacement cattle and calves. It's kind of the same thing going on here, but our cost wasn't nothing like it was today.
No. Between diesel price and feed and everything else. And, of course, those input costs go up. They're not going to come down.
No.
That's just not how it works. That's where it is from here out.
They say, oh, they're going to pay it. Let's keep it there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that in the farming side from back whenever I was a salesman on ag chemicals.
Right.
The chemical price went up when the corn price went up, and then it stayed, and the corn price dropped off. And
chemicals stayed the same price.
You're stuck paying the same price for equipment and chemicals and everything else.
Yeah, equipment's gone way out of off the road.
And I know that's what's going to happen now, too, with our cattle inputs between feed and everything else. It's just going to be there.
Yeah, and, you know, we are getting really good money for our cattle this year, the calves and stuff this year.
They're finally where they should have been.
Yeah, but the problem is our input, and we got interest rate, and I can feel the vibration of him coming in. Come right, sit down, Mr. Hudson. You're not getting out of this. Anyway, welcome to the show, Mr. Bert Hudson. You got to talk really close to that mic.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
As close as you can without kissing it.
I thought I'd show up and see what y'all are
going to do. Right. Anyway, the input, and Bert's in here. He knows as well as anything. You know, our cattle prices have gone up this year, but I don't know that our inputs have gone up a lot this year, but interest rates and inflation, that's a funny one right there. What do you have to say about that? You know, just what's different than 3 years ago?
Well, you know, you would add your fertilizer cost in there. And you got to fertilize this to improve grass or you won't get anything. So it's a good thing these cattle prices are up.
Right.
Because, you know, fertilizer went up 10% here in the last, 8% here in the last 10 days.
Right. And they were down, they're down from last year, but going back up again. What's causing the fertilizer prices to go up right now? Just demand?
Well, big tech controlling things.
Yeah, that's why. I was wondering about
where
that.
Where it is.
Yeah, because, you know, I had Brandon in here. Brandon was on the show a week ago Tuesday, and he was talking about, you know, the price of cattle just dropped dramatically that one Thursday, 2 weeks ago today, and that report wasn't even supposed to be out till the Friday, the day after, and he said that's just people playing with numbers.
Yeah, it is. They listened to a report by Corbett Wall, and that's kind of what his conclusion was, that it might have been leaked the day before.
That's what Brandon was saying, so this is a big game. Well, you guys are in here, and coming up Saturday, the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association, you guys are having a big deal there on Avenue in Oklahoma City. You want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so we're going to have the a day of education at the Cattlemen's Steakhouse at their event center in Oklahoma City, right there on Agnew. And we're going to have several speakers. We're going to have Mindy Patterson from the Calvary Group, Shad Sullivan. He is a rancher out of Texas and Colorado. He's going to be talking about the war on beef. We're going to have Karen Elizabeth. Her name quite right.
Let's go with Gluet.
Yep, there you go.
I didn't even notice that until
she's going to be talking about enemies lurking in Oklahoma and Texas.
What's she going to be talking about there?
You know, I think she's going to be, do you know, Bert?
No, not for sure. I don't know if it's on this conservation easement stuff they're trying to get everybody to sign or not.
I got you. That's what I figured that was about.
We're also going to have a cattle industry panel with our board members, and I believe we're also going to have some guys that are in each sector kind of talking about the challenges that we're facing. And then Tracy Hunt, he's a Wyoming rancher and a lawyer, and if you've never heard him speak, he's going to be talking a little bit about the Global Roundtable for Sustainable
Beef. I've seen him on YouTube.
He's very good.
Very good.
Very sharp individual.
Yeah, and don't forget Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry Nine's going to be there.
Yep, Jerry Nine's going to be there. And we're going to have Linda Murphy and Sandy Dean there. They're going to be talking about the 30 by 30 and
that's
everything.
That's some of
that's
our locals out here.
Yes.
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 Yeah, I love Sandra Mooney Dean. She's good.
And we're going to have, I believe, Blaine Archer's going to be there as well. So
Secretary of Agriculture for Oklahoma.
Not sure if she's going to speak, but she'll be there. So
anyway, let's talk about a couple. Pick a couple of those out and talk about them, what they're actually going to be talking about.
So let's see.
Do you know the one, enemies lurking in Oklahoma and Texas?
Well,
that,
he does.
Oh, that's all right. I mean, that's what you're supposed to be surprised when you show up to those things.
Yeah.
That one caught my eyes. But anyway, Shad Sullivan, I've seen some of that stuff. You know, he's the rancher out of Colorado talking about the war on beef.
And Shad is good. He's got a very – just a little bit of history about him is his family – had some dealings with the state of Colorado and some of these conservation type programs, and they bought out part of the ranch land. And so he's been fighting for private property rights for years and years. I don't know if you've heard of Pinyon Canyon. It was a big, expansive deal that the government was going to do so that they would have a place to shoot missiles and do military moves. And it was going to take up a lot of southeast Colorado. And Shad helped fight on that and fight back against it and get it pushed back.
Yeah,
but they were going to take a lot of acreage. And it was going to come all the way to Black Mesa. And
Oklahoma, right there. Yeah, right there.
It would have been right across the state line. And they were basically going to be taking an eminent domain is what they were going to use to take that land.
Yeah, and as a military to have practice. And I don't have nothing against that, but I'm pretty sure, being in the military's got plenty of land to practice on.
Oh, they do. They've got how many acres down at Lawton?
Oh, well, New Mexico and Utah and stuff like that. They got plenty going on there. Because I'm all about my military. But hey, I know they're coming out with new weapons and their longer range and some of their other stuff. Well, go practice in Iran or somewhere. That's all I got to say about that. Yeah. So anyway, Bert, are you going to be speaking there?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you?
No. Are you going to be speaking at this?
No, but I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I know you're going to be there.
You get a lot of these other people to show up because they're misunderstanding what this conservation easement business is.
Well, let's talk about that.
When you sign that, you've done give your rights away.
Yes. When you sign a conservation easement, I know of some people in Iowa that did. I know them personally. And within a year, they regretted it.
Yeah. You can't take a tree out. You can't put a tree back in. You can't move your fence. They'll tell you everything to do.
Yep.
And they hear this on the ag program on a Saturday morning a lot of times, and they're interviewing those guys on that cattle-to-cattleman.
Yep.
Well, I don't even know if they know what they're talking about, those guys, what this really consists of. Because when you sign it, that's this land grab deal. This is a 30-30 land grab deal. They'll get it.
Yeah, they'll get it. And, well, we were, what's the lady's name I had in here from Kansas? Sorry, my mind's blank.
Wasn't Angel Cushing?
Yeah, yes, Angel. Yeah, there we go. I'm sorry. She got to, when I first heard her speak on the show the first time she came on, she was talking about the deal up in the Flint Hills in Kansas. Well, I didn't think much about it, and then I was talking to my son-in-law because him and my daughter, they live 20 miles from Angel. Well, I quizzed him about it, and their backyard goes up to the Flint Hills. And the way that deal is written right around there with that Flint Hills Reserve is I think what they call it. I'm not sure if I got that right. If my son-in-law wanted to take his fence out and replace it around his house, he couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of control.
And he said they got to talking, and then he knew who Angel was. And so it's a small world, you know, and he was talking about that, and he said, and then we heard they was going to get some more, make that whole thing. And he said he was following Angel on Facebook, and she stopped it.
Yes.
From getting bigger.
Yes.
So, and that land grab deal, it's it ain't nothing to...
They fought that up there for 2 years.
Yes.
Two counties at Emporia, Kansas.
Yep.
Like they lost all their rights.
Yep. Exactly right. Well, let's stop right there and let's take a break. When I come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather update. I got it right today. I got into that Long Ranger for 2 years and I changed it. It's just a bad habit. Anyway, so let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
SEI Agritech, excited to announce construction is beginning at the SEI Agritech Center in Elk City for their new product line. They'll be blending LNC feed with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. This will be the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City will be opening their new facility in the near future at their current location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, you can give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I got Bert fired up. We're going to have fun here the rest of this segment. Anyway, here's your Homer Farmer Garden. I was kidding. Here's your, if he called in on Tradio, though, I'd fire him up. But anyway, here's your Homer Farmer Garden ag weather update for Eric, Oklahoma. 58 degrees, dew point's 36, humidity's 43. The wind's out of the south at 10 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. 10-day rainfall, nice. 1.46 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil, temperature 45 degrees. Fractional water, one day, 10 inch, 0.3. Sunset at 6:45. Today, 66 degrees. I'm going to have to hurry to get there. South winds out of the south at 15 to 16 miles an hour. 36 for a low tonight and 71 for a high tomorrow. And light wind. On the... in the studio with me, I was thinking of a phone interview. In the studio with me right now is Joshua Knopp. Am I saying that right?
It's Canope.
Canope. I knew I wasn't saying it right. I'm sorry, and I apologize.
And you're good.
I bet that ain't the first time it happened.
No, sir, not at all.
Canope, I'll remember that now. And, of course, the world famous Beckham County farmer and rancher, Bert Hudson. I'm trying to get him fired up so we'll get this deal over here. Well, let's first things first. Let me switch over to this other page because I got it up there. See, I can see it. Anyway, coming up this Saturday, November 4th, from 9:30 to 4:30, registration starts at 9:30, right?
Yes, sir.
And the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association day of education. What's that big letter in red mean, protecting freedom? What's that saying?
That's kind of our whole thing, is protecting the freedom for producers to produce how they see fit.
All right. And then anyway, it'll be at the Cattlemen Special Event Center there on Agnew in Oklahoma City. You guys get ready. It'll be done just in time for Bedlam, maybe.
I bet it's close.
I bet they have TVs in there too.
I bet so. Yeah. I bet so.
Yeah, because anyway, so that's going on. So what's how do you register? How you register?
So come and it'll be $50. That's going to cover two meals, and they're going to be steak meals for lunch and dinner.
There's $50 right there.
Yes.
So the event's not costing nothing.
That exactly, and that's also going to get you a membership for a year in the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association.
Oh, there you go. So. And then so that you can, it's probably I wouldn't mail it now. I'd just go.
Yeah, we're close enough that I wouldn't worry about mailing it. You could have mailed it into the OISA at P.O. Box 1044, Sealing, Oklahoma. But as close as we are, show up at 9:30, and we'll get you a spot and a place to eat.
You have a fan out there, Bert. They text in and said, it's not hard to get Bert fired up. And then I got a soldier that commented on my comment. He said, come on, sir, no soldier wants to be posted at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, Fort Bliss, Texas, or Dugway Proving Ground. I've been to all of them. Fort Carson, Colorado, near Colorado Springs, is much gooder. That's pretty good. Let's talk about the conservation deal, Bert, since I know that's got you. Tell these producers, these ranchers, well, producers, cattle producers, because they could be farmers or ranchers. Well, tell them what they need to be looking for.
Well, they need to be looking at the small print in the back side of that thing. Because when you sign that up, and they'll tell you that you can, you know, they'll keep the development off of your land and all this. They're not worried about that development. They're worried about taking control of your land.
Right.
They want this 30-30 deal done by 2030.
Yeah.
And they want this land back in their possession. I know of a deal here that's happened in the last 2 weeks. A guy is on one of these loan deals for some of this higher priced land.
Uh-huh.
And he went and paid his payment to government. A week later, they called him up and said, hey, we got something for you. He goes over there and they give him a check twice the amount of what he paid right here in Beckham County.
Oh, yeah?
And all that is bait. That's bait to get these people to do that. In the end, if he don't pay the loan, it don't make any difference. It's going to go right into 30-30 deal. And a lot of people don't understand that. They just haven't really looked into it.
Haven't looked into the fine print.
Yeah, matter of fact, I was in a meeting at the Capitol building there on Tuesday, and one of the congressmen up there was in one of these deals through the CRP deal. And I seen him turn kind of wide around the gills up there when he figured out what he had got into, and he didn't know it till sitting there right there Tuesday.
Rut-row. He said rut-row, didn't he?
Trent Lewis, he was sitting there, and he explained it to him.
So.
But you see that Trent Lewis, he was speaking on there last Tuesday.
I'm going to guess by looking at this list right here that Linda Murphy and Sandra Mooney Dean are the ones going to be updating everybody on that and talking about it. Am I guessing right?
Yes, and they're up on it. They know a lot more.
No, I know Linda probably is, but I know 100% positive that Sandra Mooney Dean is.
She is making a hand.
Yes, she is. So she's making a hand. So. Is there anything else that these producers need to be watching out here for? Is there any more small fine print going off and anything?
Anything you go to do,
yeah.
Go look at these new contracts on this CRP and what they're doing in places.
I don't have any CRP. I've never looked at one, but I didn't know.
And I know that there are government programs that are coming too that will limit how much grazing you can do, how many head of cattle you can run on your land, and they will determine your stocking rates.
Right.
Be careful with those. I know they're coming down the pipeline if they're not already here, and part of it's tied into the CRP as well. But one of the big things with the conservation easements is once you sign that, your farming practices, if it's on farmland, are going to stay the same that day forevermore. And even if you sell that land, that conservation easement is there permanently.
Yes, and that's what the family in Iowa that I was telling you about, they purchased this land that was in conservation easement, and they found out, what have we done?
You can't be progressive. If something changes in the farming world or in running cattle that's better for the land, you can't update to that because you've signed that conservation easement.
Bert, we always run out of time when me and you are having fun. We are out of time, but again, this Saturday, November 4th, registration's 9:30. It's from 9:30 to 4:30 to Education Day, Protecting Freedom, the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association on 1325 South Agnew. It's in the Cattleman Special Event Center, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right. There you go. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
That went quick.
Kicking it with your best buds. That's what country sounds like. 96.5 KECO, Elk City.
America's top diplomat heads back to Israel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken will focus, in part, he says, on the future during this latest trip, including an eventual two-state solution and conditions for a durable, sustainable peace for both Israelis and Palestinians. This as Israel continues its air and ground assault on Hamas in Gaza.
We've seen in recent days Palestinian civilians continue.